Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Well, good morning, America, and hello to everybody listening around the world. This is Rich Sheban, live from Montana, and I'm going to be sitting in for Vince today, going solo, and Vince is going to be catching up on some farming stuff, and I want to thank Jason and all the engineers in Minnesota who are engineering the broadcast. And people always ask me often, what do I do on the air? Well, we, the whole USA Prepares team, we talk about a lot of things. But speaking for myself, I try to concentrate on freedom, liberty, justice, rule of law, explaining how the consolidation of power, money, control is designed to destroy sovereign nations, freedom, justice, due process, the rule of law, all this stuff. And I try to make it very clear that we're towards the end times of one direction or the other. So my job is to explain and use their templates, their playbook, their blueprints for the destruction of America, to explain to the people, to wake the people up. Now, I spent a lot of time talking about the race baiting and how using divide and conquer strategies for sex, religion, gender, skin pigmentation, shade, generation. It doesn't, vaccination, it doesn't matter. They're going to do everything in their power to divide us every minute of the day. And my job is to show you how the mainstream media, which is basically five companies, their job is to manufacture the perception, pity, guilt, and ideology in order to sway public opinion to hold on to the narrative at any cost. My job is to show you how they use group identity politics along with Hegelian dialectic, media propaganda, professional wordsmithing, and subliminal messages. My job is to show you how the powers that be are making certain groups demanding to lower the bars of standards and expectations for a job, which is designed to insult, degrade, and disrespect those groups, not empower them, but basically take America down. My job is to show you how the powers that be want to make you submissive. Submissive conformity is a word I often use. And basically demonize, discredit, and delegitimize people who want to tell the truth. My job is to show how America is being destroyed through mediocrity. Now, I also offer a lot of ideas and solutions. I use financial, economic, social, and political rationale as evenly as I can. And I use published articles in the public domain to make sure that you know that what I'm saying is not my opinion. That I use numbers, I use math, I use economics, I use facts, objective facts. I personally live off grid, so does Gwyneth Isaacs, and Vince has the ability to do that. He's hooked up to the grid and has off-grid capabilities. So we talk about ideas and solutions on how to be more self-sufficient. Gardening, harvesting. I mean, you've heard me talk about the basics of life, food, water, shelter, and energy, and how that impacts the little guy, the bottom 93% of income earners. I mean, just look at food and water right now. Never mind the toxins, the contamination, especially in municipal water. Look at the water wars, especially in California and the West, which grows so much of our food. Look at shelter, lumber. Contractors are so hard to find right now. Look at energy costs, because the powers that be want to replace the energy independence that we have with so-called green alternative energy. Now, I live off-grid. I use solar. I've talked about this and the tools that I use many times on the air. However, it's good for the individual home. It's not good for the commerce and the population that we have nationwide, or especially worldwide, because it's going to be suboptimal. We don't have the capacity, the amperage, the volts, the storage. It's just not there. So when you look at food, water, shelter, and energy, and the basics I've been talking about for over 10 years, these basics that most people don't think about have turned out, when you look at the cost, the inflation, they've turned out to be quite important. So what I'm going to do today, folks, is get in front of my desk here, and I'm going to start out with published articles in the public domain, as I often do. And I'm going to start with a few election fraud category articles, and then I'm going to move on from there. So my job is to give you as much information as possible. And since I'm monologuing today, I'm sure I'm going to go off into tangents, which I always do with Vince as well. However, I'll have a little more time to get more specific and detailed. All right, folks, we really appreciate you being here. Welcome aboard. Happy Tuesday, and here we go. First article of the day, Biden campaign oversaw theft of living and dead entities for absentee ballots in 2020 election. You know, folks, when you hear about the words investigations coming from the deep state, the left, under the guise of Democrats, we all know the Democrat Party has been hijacked. It's not the same. It's basically the globalist funded party. We all know it basically means cover up lies and setups. We know they're lying, they know they're lying, and they know we know they're lying. This is the crazy world that we live in. Next, attorney Matt DiPerno. You know, I've given so many articles over the years where our attorneys and judges, politicians and bankers, et cetera, have sold out America. But this attorney, Matt DiPerno, he's in the top 1% as far as honor, as far as actually doing his job. This man should be held up on a pedestal in high esteem, because he really is the exception to the rule. Anyway, he says the security breach of election registration servers in Arizona occurred on November 3rd. And the Secretary of State in Arizona knew it and kept it hidden. The Secretary of State in Arizona should be arrested, should be tried for election fraud, and even for treason and sedition. This is absolutely ridiculous. This is why I talk about how we can't have a separate set of rules, laws, and accountability based on what group you're in. And that's especially true for the elite versus the serfs, for the Democrats versus the Republicans, and then they break us down by groups from there based on, you know, the gender you are, the gender you identify, your skin pigmentation, shade, your sexual orientation, your religion. I mean, this is a joke. We don't have a rule of law, and thank God for attorneys like Matt DiPerno. Next article. New York City mayor primary vote count, 135,000 test ballots included by mistake. New York City counted 135 test ballots by mistake. Is it really by mistake? This is the whole election voter fraud is so over the top, people. And this is why there needs to be an audit in every state in every county. And we got to put a stop to this because it's total theater. It's basically a loss of confidence in our electoral system. Next, New York City elections are so corrupt that even insane far-left Mayor de Blasio is calling for an audit. And by the way, when I mention the meat and potatoes of these articles, this is not me talking. These are published articles in the public domain, and I do my best for you to verify its authenticity, and that it's real, and that this wasn't just an anomaly or a backdoor article created by some non-credible source. Next, over 168,000 ballots missing chain of custody in Cobb County, Georgia. That's called null and void, people. I've been mentioning election voter fraud, foreign interference for so many months now. It's unbelievable how the powers that be are literally ignoring their job. Nobody is doing their job. Talk about delegitimizing work. Next, USB drives were suspiciously stolen, transferred, and inserted into voting systems used in swing states, and then the drives went missing. You can't even make this stuff up, people. I mean, if I was a writer for the Twilight Zone, I couldn't even create this kind of these narratives. I mean, this is really creative stuff that's actually happening in real time. Okay, this is regarding the Arizona audit. Apparently, routers and passwords are still withheld by Maricopa County. Can you believe how corrupt the people involved are in this election system? That's why there's no confidence. These people have been subpoenaed. See, they get rid of the rule of law. See, freedom, liberty, rule of law, due process is not a left-right paradigm. It's an American right. We lost over 1 million combat soldiers who gave us this right. And this is how we're thanking them? And I'll talk more about that later. Next, oh, you better be sitting down for this one, people. The National Association of State Election Directors. See, anything that's official authority, anything that's expert, polls, focus groups, it's all BS. It's all fake. It's all phony. It's all designed to basically make you think a certain way. This is why we have to decentralize. This is why we, you know, look at all the hacking, the crypto, and I'm not just talking about hacking for voter and election fraud. The pipelines, the Pentagon, the electric grids, the meat storage, all the websites. You know, we need to go decentralized and have plan Bs, folks. And this is why you see labor shortages and inflation. This is all by design. This is designed to make us not control our own destiny. We need public forums. We need citizen review boards. We need laws of excess. We need ideas and solution conferences, especially for small business. We need self-sufficiency preparedness schools. We all need to mostly speak up and have this conversation everywhere. I'll be right back, folks. We appreciate you being here.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away. At soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
It's going to be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Well, today I've got here.
Take my...
When you go to
the
for 2 seconds during...
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Hey, welcome back to the broadcast, everybody. And I think I went off into one of my sidebar tangents at the last segment and didn't finish that article, that last article. So I was talking about the National Association of State Election Directors. Basically, they were working with the UN, Twitter, state governments, and nonprofit organizations to prevent free speech and the impact of the 2020 election. They're mostly using your taxpayer dollars. We pay for everything through taxes, inflation, and cost shifting, just so you know. Keep in mind, 29 states with counties exceeding voter rolls registration. There was 29 states with counties exceeding voter rolls registration. I mean, they've caught them setting up algorithms on voting machines with computer programs. You know, I recommend you go to frankspeech.com. Frank, F-R-A-N-K, just like the name, speech, S-P-E-E-C-H.com, and listen to Dr. Douglas Frank. And his name is not related to frankspeech.com. This is Mike Lindell's website. And you need to listen to the videos on the Absolutely series, the Proof series, and it proves election fraud. Listen, if your vote don't matter, then you don't matter either. We have to start speaking up at every gas station, every restaurant, every parking lot. When you talk to people, when you meet people, you know, here in Northwest Montana, in the little town I live in, we had a fireworks display for 4th of July. We had a big flag up there, and the band sang the national anthem. Everyone stood up. If someone was wearing a hat, they took it off. Everybody had their hand to their heart, and That's what America is about. It's about respecting the flag. It's about respecting our Constitution. And it's especially about respecting over a million combat soldiers who gave their life for our country. Now, we shouldn't be turning our backs on them. And I'll talk a little more about that later. So the next article, a little economics. I'm sure I'm going to sidebar here, knowing me. Housing rents soared 22% since January of 2020. Food up 67% and change since July 2020. Laguna Beach condo, California. This is in California. Prices up 272%. This is a state that has mass exits out of to go to all these blue states. There's a mass exodus out of to go to red states for more freedom. So this is very disconcerting, and this is a lot has to do with the fact that there's a surge for tangible assets and what's happening with BlackRock and 200 other companies, and I've talked in great detail about this over the weeks, where they're buying up every single family home, everything they can find, and they're selling it to hedge funds and pension funds on Wall Street to wealthy investors. They're basically consolidating power, money, control, and consolidating a renter class. So the little guy is not going to have an opportunity. What they're really doing is they're weaponizing the poor people to be brown shirts or anything else. This is exactly what's happening. And next article. Gas prices hit 7-year high. Stations run out of fuel going into 4th of July weekend. Next article. New York City Mayor de Blasio urgently calls on residents to immediately, and these words are in quotes, by the way, reduce electric use to avoid blackouts amid heat wave. See, folks, there's a lot of time, and I'm going to go off into another tangent here, but there's a lot of talk about when the people use words like hyperinflation or even inflation. Basically, what it means is a loss of faith in the system. It's not just increased money supply, okay? It's election fraud. It's forcing injections to make people sick. It's all the talk about a loss of a world reserve currency. Loss of faith and confidence in government, too much corruption, manipulation, overreach, too big. You know, all this talk about a Fed coin and a centralized cryptocurrency. This is all contributing to a loss of confidence. Foreign money holders, dollar holders, searching for treasury yield, dumping U.S. currencies like Russia did. This is a...
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
As the Delta variant of the COVID-19 vaccine continues in the United States, CDC Director Rochelle Walensky says the unvaccinated account for the virus's stronghold.
Approximately 1,000 counties in the United States have vaccination coverage of less than 30%. These communities, primarily in the Southeast and Midwest, are our most vulnerable.
The Olympic Games begin July 23rd, with organizers determined they will go on even with a reduced number of spectators or possibly none at all, with tens of thousands of visitors coming to a country that is only 13.8% fully vaccinated. Fears that the Games will spread the virus continue to grow. An airplane with 28 people on board crashed into the sea Tuesday off Russia's far eastern Kamchatka Peninsula as it was preparing to land. Several ships were en route to the crash site. USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
As violent crime in America continues to grow, the Biden administration is attempting to ignore history and blame others for the violence. Journalist Joe Concha from The Hill on Fox News says the leadership failure of Democrat mayors is to blame.
The White House excuse, which is led by chief gaslighter Jen Psaki, the White House press secretary, says that because of President Biden's $1.9 trillion American Rescue Plan, that's why you're seeing local cops kept off the beat, which isn't how it works. Because, look, not once President Biden's three biggest speeches, and I went back and read them, as far as what he was focused on, he never mentions police or crime even once. Democratic National Convention, August 2020, 22 million people watched. He didn't say police or crime even once. His inauguration speech, watched by 40 million people, he didn't say police or crime even once. His first address to the joint session of Congress, that's like the State of the Union, 27 million people watched. He does say the word police once, but it has nothing to do with putting cops back on the street. He talks about systemic racism and enacting police reform in the name of George Floyd, and that was the extent of it. So look, how bad are things right now? In New York, murders up nearly 50%. In Atlanta, murders up nearly 60%. Chicago recorded more than 1,900 shootings this year alone. That's a 53% increase over the pre-pandemic 2019. Portland, murders are up 800%. I can go on and on, but the common thread here, these are cities all run by Democratic mayors.
For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Welcome back to the broadcast, everyone. Rich Sheban broadcasting live from Montana City in for Vince today, and I'm going to be monologuing. And before the break, I went off into an economic inflationary tangent. And I always like to, if I say something, I like to back it up with objective facts and not subjective emotional opinion. And I just want to recall some May data of this year where M1 money supply growth, I've seen the chart, accelerated to a record 81% above its pre-pandemic rate. Does that show consumer confidence in the system? No. and 75% of that is being saved. What happens when people don't have confidence in the system? They hoard their money. They don't spend it. They pay down debt. So that leaves only 25% for spending. Pretty easy math, right? For spending and consumption. Now, this is why you've heard me talk about the velocity of money going down so much. Okay? Everything is interrelated. You know, you hear about, I had an argument last week. See, I kind of like monologuing in a way because I get to go off into tangents. And this person was a diehard Democrat. I don't name drop, so if you're listening, I'm not going to, you know, my job is not to embarrass you. My job is to give information to the people, to wake the people up. And this person was telling me how the Fed is a government entity. The central banks, especially here in America and worldwide for the most part, are private. They're run by the wealthiest of the wealthiest. And they are all inter-influenced. Pardon that terminology, but the IMF, the Bank of International Settlements, the World Bank, the UN, the CFR, basically the six big banks. And some of them are broke. Some of them have liquidity issues, but with the way they've printed money lately, they're actually having a hard time getting rid of it because people don't want to go back into debt, except for the BlackRocks and the Connected of the world that want to take the world over because they're basically getting free money. You know, just a few names of people who own the private central banks, the UN, the World Bank, the Rothschild Bank of London, the Berlin Federal Reserve, the Bank of Paris, Bank of Italy, Bank of Hamburg, Amsterdam, Chase Manhattan, Rockefeller Bank in New York, Goldman Sachs. You have to realize that the system is rigged from the top down. These people have literally admitted that they want to control ports, transportation, regulations, food, water, all lands. Armies, and yes, we, the people. I mean, you have to ask yourself, who's even buying bonds today? Who wants to buy a bond when real inflation is ridiculous? You can't even, you're losing money by buying a bond, big time. See, you hear all these terms like inflation, bond creation, which again, negative yields. Money and QE, monetizing debt. Oh, when you start creating $120 billion per month of asset purchases, mostly going into the pockets of the already super wealthy who have sold out their nations, we get the loss of purchasing power. They claim capitalism, put the money in their pocket and their offshore accounts and their hard assets. And then they go to the social system and make us pay for their losses. So when you hear money creation that takes seconds, but because all they're doing is pressing buttons right now, right? You got to look at things like, and this is why we talk about the little guy needing a hedge fund. We don't have golden parachutes. We don't have hedge funds. If we could take state depositories of silver and gold and deleverage this whole system, and the state treasuries use silver and gold after it's been revalued as alternative currencies or money. That's a whole different topic, but I'm going to use both just for simplistic purposes here. We need, the little guy needs an alternative to manage, and if the state portfolios had this, we could have a plan B. I mean, gold production per month, people, you look at global gold production, which takes years for gold and silver, okay? Currency creation is 8.5 times greater than gold production, and that's what they're admitting to. Currency creation is 75 times greater than silver production. And silver is used industrial, you know, solar panels, water purification, your cell phone, your computer. I mean, it's got thousands of uses. We have to remember that the system is so rigged that if there was no stimulus, there would be no economy. The Fed just can't keep moving liquidity from the system because Wall Street will crash. Why do you think the interest rates are capped at the low end to give free money to the wealthy and at the high end so things don't crash? Because most people, especially in emerging markets, are using loans with U.S. dollars. If interest rates go up, everything goes kaboom. All right. I go off into these tangents. All right, folks, moving on. I can tell right now I'm not even going to come close to all my articles, but that's okay. I'm hoping to give you good information. Next, several women on U.S. soccer team turn away from U.S. flag as a 98-year-old veteran from World War II plays the national anthem on his harmonica. You know, I think the U.S. soccer team, the same one that lost to 14- and 15-year-old boys, but want the same pay as the male soccer team? That soccer team. Next, NPR is woke and condemns the Declaration of Independence. This is called consolidation of power, money, control. These people at NPR are funded not through supply and demand, but they're funded by you, the taxpayer. And I wish I had more time, and I never do. Next, political correctness and indoctrination in American universities, no different from brainwashing in North Korea, says a person who just defected. And I think I mentioned her a week or two ago. This is really quite pathetic. In fact, I'm going to mention a few pathetic articles about political correctness. You know, the first one, it's titled Laughable. It should be pathetic. And this is about Chicago Mayor Lori Lightfoot blames Trump for surge in violent crime in Chicago. You can't make this stuff up. This is about as pathetic as you can get. Next, Lori Lightfoot again. 99% of criticism against her is sexist and racist. You can't make this stuff up, people. See, this is why these words don't mean anything. You know, how many times have I said controversial, racist, bigot, sexist, misogynist, homophobe, intolerant, violent, hate, conspiracy theorist? In other words, ism, ist, anti-phobe. They don't mean anything anymore. You have to stop being afraid of not being liked. Stop being afraid of being called a word that doesn't even have a meaning. It's taking down our country. Truth, people, truth. Too many people gave their life for us. We need to step up to the plate. Talking more political correctness. CEO of Trans Group labels a woman who complained about a man exposing his genitals to kids horrible. Basically, the Trans Group is saying, and I believe this was a setup from what I'm reading lately, okay? And that's what everything is the setup. It's hoax, hate hoaxes, you know, control the narrative, control, you know, block the news wires to eliminate election fraud information. But basically what's happening here, folks, is that this man who walked into a spa with his junk hanging out, basically he can walk. This was in front of a six-year-old girl, by the way. A little girl. Basically, as long as you identify as somebody in the victim group or protectionist group class, you can do anything you want. Anything. This is what happens when we literally go decades with inaction towards political correctness, because too many people are afraid of not being liked, or losing their job, or being called a racist, bigot, sexist, misogynist. Get over it, people. When our soldiers stormed Okinawa, Normandy, most of Europe, North Africa, and you have to include Vietnam, Korea, everything. You know, these people didn't have a choice. They did their job for our freedoms and liberty, and we're gonna be afraid of the woke people, and we're the great, 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 great majority compared to these people. They're all run by the super wealthy who control the narratives, the talking points. There's five corporations in the mainstream media. Come on, people. Wake up. Show a backbone. Next, Joe Biden suggests global warming and rising sea levels may have contributed to Florida condo collapse. People, it's getting so stupid, and they think you are so dumb. I mean, you talk about the emperor has no clothes. Speak up. I mean, they're going to say anything. Nothing matters. There's no logic or common sense. There's a war on this logic and common sense. Next, Illinois passes law requiring feminine hygiene products in all boys' bathrooms. Look. I don't make this stuff up. I promise you they're all published articles in the public domain. I know it sounds like I'm setting the stage to be a comedian. I am not. This is all pathetic political correctness. The word pathetic needs to be injected in front of political correctness because that's where we've gone. Next, transgender White House to denounce GOP child protection laws. So children don't have protection under the rule of law. What could possibly go wrong there? Next, Boy Scouts reach $850 million settlement with sex abuse victims. So when kids don't have protection, and then they sue the Boy Scouts to take them out of business, there's no mentor-protege relationship. We are not teaching our kids skill sets. We're teaching them theories. It's all social and political indoctrination. I'll be right back after this break, folks. Appreciate you being here.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Welcome back, everybody. Rich Even sitting in for Vince Finelli. I'm going to go to my next article here. I'm looking at the time, and wow, it goes fast. Next article, AOC doubles down on defunding the police, but approves $1.9 billion for her own police protection. How many hypocrisies and double standards have we mentioned? This is called somebody who doesn't do their job. This is called somebody who creates a lifestyle for themselves with your money. Beware of experts and officials, official authority, folks. Next, The Guardian says people dying from COVID vaccines is proof, and that's in quote, that they work. Let me repeat this stupid, ridiculous. This shows that the powers that be think you are so stupid. Repeat, The Guardian says people dying from COVID vaccines is proof that they work. Yep, that silence was for effect. Next, more than 500 illegal immigrants crossed the border since Kamala Harris was put in charge of it. Well, I've also read it's in the millions. Border Patrol is not doing their job. You have to not. You have to be like the North Star. You can't waver, people. You're hired to do a job. And if you get fired because they're telling you not to do your job, that's on you. You can't put your paycheck, your pension, your manufactured perception of self-importance and self-preservation above the American people. You got to do your job. I mean, these people are coming in. I have nothing against immigrants, but when they're illegal, unvetted, no skill, they're not even checking for any diseases, including what happened to all the COVID. It's a bunch of BS, people. It's consolidating power, money, control, and they got to take down America to do it. Next, Ashley Babbitt's killer was Secret Service agent assigned to Mike Pence. I'm going to make my comment put this way. We've heard terms like traitor, Benedict Arnold, lazy because Pence didn't do his job. Did Mike Pence have something to do? Let me put it this way. Would you be surprised if Mike Pence had something to do with Ashley Babbitt's killer? And apparently his identity has been known. It has recently come out that he is a lieutenant and the Democrats are protecting him. Interesting. Could it be, or would you be surprised at protecting him so the information doesn't get out with the association with Mike Pence? I am just putting it out there. I'm asking a question. Next article, and I did not write this, published articles in the public domain, is as follows. Dirtbag Bill Barr said driving van loads of ballots into Detroit's TCF Center late at night was entirely normal, in quotes, and blocking GOP observers' counting room was acceptable. That's called selling out. I'm going to use the words again. Traitor. Benedict Arnold. Lazy. That's called not doing your job, people. See, this is what happens when you get these elite paying people off. You're selling out your country. You're not Pence, you know, or dirtbag Big Bill Barr. You're not leaders. You're a disgrace. You've turned war heroes into martyrs. You're turning patriots into criminals. You've disgraced the legacy of our combat soldiers fighting for your freedom, your liberty, your justice, and our Constitution, which is the rule of law. You're a disgrace. And I'm going to be redundant. Traitor, Benedict Arnold, and lazy. This is what happens when we protect the elite. This is what happens when we delegitimize work. We give liability immunity to the and enable the most corrupt companies and government departments in the country and the world. And they're targeting us, and we're giving them basically no checks on runaway power. You are the threat to democracy. You're the threat to our republic because you're bought and paid for or blackmailed. You sold out the American people. You sold out the Constitution. You're pro-tyranny. And the Equality Act is one out of 1,000 different examples. You've abdicated your role, your responsibility. You've abdicated your responsibility to the honor of the American people. If you preach against the Constitution, you should be arrested and tried. How come Canada's got a hate speech pre-crime bill? The rule of law should be the Constitution. It is. That's what an extremist is someone who doesn't back the Constitution. That's the new definition of extremist, folks. I'll be right back.
I spend a lot of time in the garage. But even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly in 09, it was sparks from me, your handy chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.